Wisconsin's a very good team, first and foremost. You know, their offense, you know, Bo Ryan, you know, he's a great coach, legendary coach. You know, that offense, you know, it's been working for years. You know, they run it to perfection. So, you know, they use the shot clock. You know, they try to loan teams to sleep, you know, so you have to guard them the whole 35, run the shot clock, you know, just have to make you stick to your principles.
For you, we've documented the improvement that you have made in your game. I mean, where you are now a month ago, where you are 2 months ago. Okay? Give us an idea for you that the habits that you are now establishing that are making you a better player.
Well, you know, I'm doing a better job, like, you know, slowing myself down when I do catch the ball. You know, just, and, you know, doing a good job, like, you know, coach always says, like, you know, eyes up, eyes make layups and everything, you know, keeping your head up and everything when you're making layups. You know, just a matter of slowing the game down for yourself and just playing harder and creating good habits.
There are a couple plays along the way, though, where Tim Frazier gets that ball in there. It looks like he's leading you right to the bucket. To play with a point guard like that, how much does that help a big man such as yourself?
Well, it's great to have a great point guard like Tim Frazier. You know, he not only the great ability to score, but a great ability to pass as well. So, you know, also another habit, you know, just always looking for the ball when he drives, you know, being ready for any kind of play he's willing to make, because he sees the floor. He has great court vision as a point guard.
35 minutes of playing time in this one for you, that's a career high as well. The confidence everybody is showing in you, give us an idea what that's done for your personal confidence.
Well, you know, I've come a long way with that. That's another thing. You know, it's kind of like a New Year's resolution for me. It's like, you know, to have better self-confidence. You know, I feel like that's picking up. You know, I thank my team so much for having confidence in me. You know, all I have to do is, like, you know, just go out and play basketball like I know I can play.
Now you have almost a week before the next game. This team at home, and you're going to go home next. What does it mean playing in front of your fans? We've seen what happens on the road, but when your fans are there, you're a different team. Why?
It's weird, you know, like, you know, with most teams, you know, that you tend to play better at home than you do on the road. You know, it's a mind-blowing question, but, you know, for some reason, you know, our Nittany Nation fans, we love them so much. You know, when we play in front of them, they give us great energy. You know, they're a great sixth man for us.
John, thanks for the time you gave us today. I know you want wins, but still individually a fine game.
Thank
again.
You.
Again.